says the Gulf disaster is like 9/11. He makes a couple of promises. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a few. In the meantime, Nancy Pelosi gets a facelift. Well, not the cosmetic kind, but her new office costing $18,000 and change a month. What? That's what some people make who are trying to make a living in the United States, scraping by $18,000 plus, and this is just for an office a month. We love polls on this show. Gallup poll now says that 49% are calling Democrats too liberal. What does it all mean? That and so much more here on this version of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those spots that we like to call home in between, wherever you're listening to us and you can get us. Tell your friends the best water cooler buzz around. We like to think so anyway. And you get to be part of the conversation. And you can do that by dialing the digits. I love it, or you probably love it, when a woman gives out her number on the air, right? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're also going to talk about drones in your neighborhood. So, for example, if you accidentally were speeding through a school zone, perhaps an unmanned drone would be able to capture that and ultimately signal somebody on the ground and ticket you. I don't know that I like the unmanned drones flying around my neighborhood. How about unmanned drones along the border? The Texas governor says he thinks it's a great idea. The FAA says no way at this point because think of the airspace and the possibility of accidents slamming into planes, cargo planes, corporate planes, and other possibilities that would create some serious problems for the people on the ground. Remember what happened in Afghanistan and all the hell there was to pay when the drones went off course and the civilian casualties, there were the collateral damage that led to a lot of eyebrow raising and a lot of problems with the Afghanistan people in trying to gain their trust. So fair or foul, we'll talk about it. Also, Vince Young, the quarterback who just gets his gig back really this season with the Titans, decides, I'm going to see a few ladies on the pole, meaning he went to a strip club. But the problem was not that he was ogling a few babes or trying to put some money in their G-strings, the fact that he got into a fight. Doesn't he know that's a no-no in the NFL, especially with this commissioner, Roger Goodell? So we'll jump to that. But first, let's get to the oil spill and how many gallons are being pumped out of the Gulf of Mexico. We've talked about that immeasurable amount. We know that now there are sensors trying to figure out exactly how many barrels of the stuff is being pumped in the Gulf of Mexico each and every day. We're almost up to 60 days here. We're getting close to that mark. Now, if you remember, just a couple of days into this, based on what some people were telling me, the chances were we were going to at least see this go on for 3 months. So the president is trying to turn around the bad PR he's been getting on what many say, including us here on the show, is the lack of this almost hands-off or disinterest in being right in the thick of it at the start of this disaster. So in trying to bring it back around, he's spending a couple days on the Gulf Coast in Alabama and Louisiana and Florida. Everybody wants to know what's going on with the beaches. Now, the president says, hey, things are still groovy here. You can come, throw down your towel, and hang out on most of these beaches. Here's the press.
There's still a lot of opportunity for visitors to come down here. A lot of beaches that are not yet affected or will not be affected. And we just want to make sure that people who have travel plans down to the Gulf area remain mindful of that.
All right. And so, once again, like Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, he's dispelling the notion that it's nothing but oil everywhere you look. Also, the president went on to talk about skimmers and boats and all the ways that they're getting the oil collected, meaning a lot of the Coast Guard folks and other people, fishermen who are being paid to do that, and all the people that are involved in trying to lend a hand.
Skimmers, vessels of opportunity that are out in the water right now, and we make sure that they are responding as quickly as possible to the oil before it starts getting closer to shore.
All right, so then the big promise was, and I've got this on the website if you go to americatonight.net, the big promise is this. When he was asked during the day about, well, what's the future here, and when he was touting that a lot of the beaches were still fine, don't worry, all that sort of stuff, he promised, much like Bush after Katrina, that this place, the Gulf Coast, would be even better by the time they were done, meaning the government and other people helping out, that this place was going to be rocking and it would be the place to go. Somehow I doubt that the marshes are going to be spared, that when you think probably all the oil is at least 25 miles in. And remember what we've said about promises on this show. We had Matthew Coslato as a guest just the other day talking about promises and how dangerous they can be. Let's take our leadoff man, one of our favorites here in America Tonight, Pete in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Hey, Pete.
Good morning, Kate.
Hey, Pete.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, prayer to Midland, but I turned in a little late when you first came on in the first hour, but I just had a call in. I didn't exactly appreciate everything this lawyer you had on in the first segment discussing laws regarding illegals. Are we still a land of law or outlaws? I hope Mark of New York listened in, because I hope he called in, as he is very articulate in talking on issues. He's just the tops in my book. Have a great day, Kate. I didn't mean to be so negative, but
You didn't agree with Jaime Barron. That's good. That's what we like it when people don't agree with the guests or don't agree with what I say. We say that, Pete. You know that all the time.
Yeah.
So thanks for the call. And for people listening, what he was referring to is Jaime, who's somebody who came here and went through the legal channels, is an immigration lawyer. And we talked about the laws and what the laws were on the books, like, for example, the 245I, the fine, what that means to people, and ultimately what was going to happen in, as a result of what's going on in Arizona, that now there's another way to look at this. With Arizona and this new immigration law, which is really an old immigration law just being enforced, that there are people that are there legally and illegally, Hispanics, who say, screw it, we're out of here, we're packing up our stuff and we're leaving. So what is the economic impact? The governor's office is looking at that. I mean, yes, she's standing by the law and standing by what has to happen in Arizona, which, of course, you know how I feel about it. I've been very clear on my feelings about the illegal situation in this country and the mistakes that have been made along the way. But the idea in talking to him was looking at what happens as a result of that. Will, in fact, there be some kind of a stay and it's not enforced at the end of July? Will really 100,000, 200,000 people leave Arizona? Does it have an impact financially? And he was saying it would have a positive impact in some of the other states where those people would head to, like Texas and possibly New Mexico. Don't go away. Stick around.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise.
We should have asked Pete when he was on, when he was going to head to Florida. For people who have listened to America Tonight for the last couple of years, you know Pete, just good guy. Cuts right to the chase, doesn't mince words. Too bad he wasn't a politician back in the day. But he's moving to Florida from Michigan eventually. He told us that on the air. And we look forward to him being able to talk to us on the air from Florida. All right, we've got coming up in our last segment this hour, Sports Shorts includes Vince Young getting into trouble in a strip club in Texas, the quarterback for the Titans. I mentioned that at the top. And then also the crazy horn-blowing nonsense that's going on at those World Cup venues and people not being able to hear what's happening and being frustrated and how out of control it's gotten and what FIFA had to say about it and ways to cut back on that. What are they going to do? Confiscate the horns when everybody walks in. You know, so it's kind of like the TSA. You're just having a drink of water. You're stumbling to your flight. Nope. Throw that in the trash can. You got to throw that away. You know, the big trash cans they have before you go through and get screened. All right. Speaking of screening, 800-259-5791. I'm just referring to the gatekeeper, Matt. You might have talked to him. And you can throw in your 2 cents on whatever it is that we've mentioned, including illegal immigration. How about Tom in Texas? Tom in Texas, let me tell you, brother, it looks like a lot of those illegals in Arizona could be heading to the Lone Star State.
Adios, muchacho.
Exactly.
Exactly. I like them drones coming. I've been waiting on them ever since they invented them.
Yeah, the drones are talking about having the drones at the border, but also having the drones, like I said, in our neighborhoods where they could nail you for speeding or whatever and kind of do a little surveillance. I don't like that, Tom. I don't need to look up in my backyard and see the drone patrolling around. But
I don't like that either. I know they got a bill up they're going to vote on, though, to see if they can get that up and down the interstates, I'm sure.
They are, and because there you would also, they would save money. That would mean they could cut some troopers out, probably. That would be some justification there. And then the fact that you would just be up in the airspace and trying to catch people from that point of view. So I think there is a good chance it could happen, but the FAA so far is really digging their feet in the sand and saying, forget it, we're not, you know, they're digging their heels in, forget it, we're not gonna put our stamp of approval on it because it's too dangerous.
Well, I hope so. Somebody better stand up.
I agree.
You know, I told you about the eater. You got to go to robotictechnologiesinc.com to find out about that thing.
Robotictechnologies.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Inc.
We got it. We will check it out.
Robotictechnologiesinc.com.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad them drones weren't here because I used to run Cowtown to Shaky in 21 hours.
I can't even tell you what I was doing from the end of the state all the way up. I did lots of trips from El Paso up to Dallas back in the day, and I'm sure I could be clocked at the going rate for breaking the land speed record at times.
Yeah, but did you weigh 40 tons?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Hey, have you heard about the HAARP?
Have I heard about the HAARP? Tell me.
Well, the HAARP is the thing they have in Alaska that they're building. It's HAARP. That is some kind of deal that alters the weather.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. They're talking about the high frequency active something research, and that's what they're. It's partly funded by a couple of different places. Off the top of my head, I'm thinking like the Navy. I think the Air Force is part of this. And yes, I have. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah, that's all we need. We got drones. We got
HAARPs.
HAARP. We got wetbacks. We got all these other people coming in. Shit, we might as well have a party.
Have a party. Nothing sacred. Anything, whatever your business is, everybody probably already knows it already.
Yeah, well, you just keep this in mind. In Texas, we're heavily armed and easily agitated.
Sweet. I have to agree. Thanks, Tom.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, you have a good one. Down there in Brownwood. Good people in Brownwood. All right, we move from Tom in Texas to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam. Sam, are you there? Did Sam fall asleep? All right, Sam, we think you fell asleep, so we got to let Sam slide and go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I think they just had a big quake in Southern California.
They just what?
They had a big quake down in Southern California, 5.9, so.
I saw that, yeah.
So, talking about shaky down there. So, anyway,
yeah.
I was going to tell you, by the way, now you are never, ever going to hear this come from my lips ever, ever, ever again, all right?
Okay.
But I have to say it. Way to go, Texas! So, I was I can't stand it back down there. And I just was so upset about this idea of a super conference. And it sounds like Texas just called out for more money, which is okay because, you know, I mean, first of all, I don't really care for college in the first place. You know that I'm a pro guy because, you know, college just there and says, tries to tell you it's all about the kids and they're lying. It's all about the money. And this whole deal that's been going on has proved it, you know. But good for Texas to save the Big 12 and hopefully they'll grab two teams to replace those losers from Colorado and the Huskers that left, you know, and keep that conference strong. And that's my goal, you know, it's my hope or dream, I guess, that we'll end up with 10. You know, there's 119 teams in college in Division I football.
Right.
They had one more school. You got 120, 10 conferences of 12 teams, and then you could easily set up a playoff, you know. But of course, it's always the money, but hey, you know, college isn't about the money, Kate. It's about the athletes, right?
Oh, so. Baloney. It's so about the money. Are you kidding me? I know you're being sarcastic. And I agree with you on the whole Big 12 thing, by the way, with Texas and Oklahoma State and A&M, all of them agreeing, okay, we're not gonna let this thing fall apart. We're gonna stay. Cause remember then you mentioned Colorado in the Pac-10, Nebraska going to the Big 10. And, I agree with you. I think it's good news. We'll see what the other two teams are.
Well, and the other thing some guy pointed out, I heard today, he said, you know, you're talking about your fan base too, traveling to away games. I mean,
yes.
You know, when you're, when you're, you know, it's one thing traveling from Austin up to Norman or you know, somewhere up and down the heartland there in Texas for football games or basketball games or whatever, but when you're talking about trying to travel from Austin, Texas all the way over to Seattle, Washington, you know, I mean, come on. Your fans can't exactly get in a car and, you know, it'd take a whole week to go there and back.
No, no, it's too far. Yeah, they're talking about Utah coming from the Mountain West, that could be a possibility.
Well, good. Send them to the Pac-10. We don't like them anyway, so.
There you go.
I don't care for the Utes. But anyway, but no, and Utah's a research school, so they fit the profile, you know, because every school in the Pac-10 has to be a research university, and everybody is talking about BYU, and that could never happen because they can't, you know, they're not a research school, and
right.
It's just a private college, you know. And but anyway, though, hey, listen, another thing, you won't believe this, but I was playing around this weekend on the Internet for a little bit, and I said, you know what, I'm going to keep the suspense. Follow, we've been talking for 5 years, 6 years, Kate?
Right.
I decided to pull your website up, so. So, first time ever.
America Tonight. You did. That's right, because you're never on the Internet. We've talked about that not that much. So you saw
right.
America Tonight
and,
website. Very good.
And your website is pretty, I appreciate, you know, I was impressed. I said, man, she put a lot of time into this, you know. So that was quite the website. And I was more impressed that I didn't see anything in there about the Philadelphia Eagles. I was like, way to go, Kate.
Just for you, we left them off.
Hey, and one last thing. Did you catch any of the highlights to by the way, I went and saw the A-Team. And, you know, I never really was into the program or the TV show back in the 80s or whatever with that. But, you know, I'm telling you what, I'm just about not even going to listen to read critic reviews anymore because, you know, there were some critics at 2, maybe 3 stars, you know, some saying 1.5, and doggone it, Kate, that was a fun movie to watch, you know, it was
really?
A fun, goofy comedy kind of action film, and, you know, and you know, I walked away smiling, you know, and, I mean, it wasn't, you know, the plot wasn't that strong, but, you know, it was, I liked it, so, but, anyway, well, I think, did you catch of course, the big game with USA and England?
I did. I saw most of that game, and then finally, the fact that it was a 1-1 draw was terrific. That blunder by the goalie for England was huge for Team USA, and a lot of people have caught the soccer fever with World Cup. Hey, thanks, Don. And so people are watching, especially me. I'm not a soccer fan, but I've been watching because of Team USA. Hang with us. Fruits and Nuts next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Chiquita Banana, and I come to say I come from Little Island down Equator way. I sail on Big Banana, go from Tababee to the Abide.
All right, quickly here in America tonight, a couple of fruits and nuts for you. You're on Vandersloot. I mean, hey, it's a layup to call him a fruit and a nut. He is nuts. He's whacked, this guy. So what's the latest? We have to hear all the gory details about how he murdered Stephanie Flores Ramirez. And what did he do when he was in Lima? Well, they're in the hotel room, and he hit her in the face. He says he slammed her on the top of the nose. He said he thought she started to faint. He grabbed her from the neck, strangled her for a minute, and then fearing that she would go to the police, this was his excuse, and that they would detain him for what he's saying is an impulsive act, he said he thought he wanted to kill her. He was worried about that. So then he smashed her in the head a little bit more and described it as blood all over the place. Oh, somebody needs to take this guy out. And maybe that will happen in the Peruvian prison. And if it doesn't, let's see what happens when he gets out of that hellhole. Because it's supposed to be a horrible place to be, and it's a perfect place for Vandersloot. There's just something about him. It reminds me of there was a guy, I want to say it was in the late 80s, called the Central Park Killer. And he had that whole smug, preppy boy, arrogant way about him. And he just felt for the girl's family that was murdered in that case in Central Park. And here we go again. Different circumstance, different guy, but the same scenario, thinking he's completely above it for money, has protection, and then he trips himself up because he does something stupid. All right, this one goes beyond fruits and nuts, but we've talked about her, so it's worth the follow-up here. A Sunday school teacher pled guilty to kidnapping and murdering an 8-year-old neighbor. She apologized to the victim's family as she was sentenced to life in prison in a courtroom. She says she didn't suffer. She says she didn't sexually molest her. And so she avoided the death penalty with the plea. She said, look, I'm asking you for forgiveness. I can't imagine forgiving someone who harmed my daughter, but I hope someday you can forgive me, please. Give me a break with this woman. Her name's Melissa Huckabee. So she entered that surprise plea, actually, last month to first-degree murder with special circumstance of kidnapping in the death of Sandra Cantu. Her body, if you remember the story, if it's ringing any bells, she was found in a suitcase and she was pulled out of an irrigation pond. And all the other charges, including that she might have sexually abused the girl, were completely dropped. I think this is a miscarriage of justice because they should have nailed this woman to the wall. She should have gotten the death penalty. She is a godless creature. It is sick, sad, and disturbing. I'm not going to hold back on this one. And, you know, maybe she's going to get her just due, just like Jeroen van der Sloot, in a prison somewhere. Because justice was not meted out here. It really, really wasn't. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents in anything that we're talking about here on America Tonight. Let's go to Mark, who's listening in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I had a couple things. Can I go through them?
Yes, you can. Go through your laundry list.
First of all, van der Sloot, I normally don't comment on stuff like this, but you have to ask what kind of justice system that both Peru and Chile have. They had that guy for less than a week, and he confessed to the murder. So apparently they did something to him that we couldn't have, where the Rubin officials refused to do. And I heard his father was a judge, or he was in with the police department down there. Just goes to show, now the guy's a serial killer. And they should torture him, put him in a shark tank, and to find out what he did with Holloway's daughter, just to get that.
I agree.
Give the family some closure, and then ask them all, what do you want us to do with this guy? And then waterboard the SOB, and then throw him in prison. Because, ladies, you got to watch out who you go home with. You know,
that's right. You never know.
Ugly guy like me, I'll treat you right. Anyway, really quick, a couple of things have been annoying me. As you know, the Supreme Court's going to hand down a decision on McDonald versus Chicago, which is going to extend the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment. I don't have details to go through, but Mr. McDonald was a retired black man who was in the military. He wanted to get a gun to protect himself in Chicago. And I thought about that case today because I'm looking at this free newspaper that we get in New York City. It's called AM something. And it basically says, quote, city officials say they need guards on the public dime, end quote. Mayor Bloomberg has 12 bodyguards. I wouldn't be surprised if Mayor Daley in Chicago, who's in cahoots with Bloomberg to disarm the American people, if he has the same amount of bodyguards. It goes on and on. It says the average figure for a bodyguard is about $100,000 a year. He has 12 bodyguards. You know what? That's fine, Mayor Bloomberg. You could have 20 bodyguards, but you're a multi-billionaire. You pay for it yourself. But what disgusts me about him and Daley and everybody else is these guys and all these other people that have these threats against them. The average person in the street, you can't even carry pepper spray, much less a knife to defend yourself.
Right, but they have money, so they're protected.
It goes beyond disgusting, beyond disgusting. And I want to discuss that more in the future show. But here's what was really, really bothering me. Well, actually, also, the Blagojevich trial in Chicago.
Yeah.
If you had a Republican administration with so many top people that are going to have to testify in open court at his trial, Kate, you wouldn't CNN would not stop talking about it.
Right.
This is not being discussed. I saw this in the New York Times. I'm like, Valerie Jarrett's going to be there, Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are all corrupt. Both parties, but I'm not taking anything away. It's not being discussed. It's the same old, same old.
I know.
And it's just driving me crazy. I didn't get the beginning of the show, but this is my main point. And the other fellow that was driving the 18-wheeler, he mentioned that he hopes someone does something about it. But I think it was in response to illegal immigration.
Yes.
Absolutely. You must call your senators and your congressmen. There is no way on God's green earth can you allow drones of any type in the American cities or on the highways.
No.
America, this is the militarization of the police. You know, they always sneak this in. This is what we're going to do, to go kill the bad guys. The next thing you know, they're flying over to your house looking
for
you.
That's right.
Because I made a phone call to Kate Delaney's show, and they didn't like
right.
all they were saying. This is nuts, America. I can't scream and holler because it's late at night here in New York in my little place here. I don't want to wake my neighbors. You cannot allow this. But you think this wasn't planned to begin with when they designed these damn things, I got news for you. And on the same token, apparently they found $1 trillion worth of minerals in Afghanistan.
Yes.
You see that?
Well, yes, we talked about it, yes.
If you think that they didn't know that when the Russians came in back in the 80s, and that wasn't
they did.
Part, of course.
Yeah.
Now we know about it. Now, you know, people say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And look, we got opium coming out. We got
mm-hmm.
oil coming out. Now we got minerals coming out. And
mm-hmm.
if that's what we're going to do, somehow these hard assets that can help us if we're allowed to keep that, since we give so many lives, the least we could do is take 10% of the trillion, which was at $100 billion,
right.
and spread that out to every Army family who's either lost a limb or died in combat, and make sure that they are totally compensated for what they did to secure the assets for this country. Because
I agree.
You know what I mean, Kate? Just
I agree.
Give them
$100 billion. And you know this. We're talking about gold and lithium, which is
yeah.
huge. And this whole mineral wealth, you're right. They did know about it because the Russians had maps. They left maps, but then they were booted out
right.
of Afghanistan.
I mean,
and I agree with you. That the war, but they've got to get the warlords.
Right.
The warlords have to give up the soil and all that stuff if they
yep.
do. You're absolutely right. That's what should happen. They should fight for the mineral rights, get it, get a portion of it, and absolutely reward
the
people who bled.
It's the very least we could do because the Veterans Administration. I mean, it's not, you're saying, well, look, let's look at it geopolitically. It's the spoils of war. Well, we asked them to go and die for us. And now, as sad as it sounds, well, what's the reason? Because nobody knows what we know what the hell they're in Afghanistan for. But
right.
there's still 7 or 8 guys are dying here. Iraq is still blowing up in different places. It's just, I could go on. You give me so much time. But
yeah.
Pay these guys $100 billion. Never let them go for nothing. Let them want for nothing for what they've done for us. And, you know, that should be the end of it. Because it's going to be continual. You know, we'll get the details. The details will leak out over years about how much they knew and what they knew. And they'll still end up screwing the veterans. And this is for the guy who called you a couple years ago, about a year ago. He was screaming about me. Remember this guy, Kate? He said that we should all defend Obama. He's the commander in chief.
Yes.
Military veteran. He said
I
he
totally
had a war
remember
wound.
That.
Remember that
yes.
guy?
Yes.
And he kept saying my name was Mark Furman. Remember that? He was
right.
confused with Furman because he could not understand Mark from New York. He was saying
right.
Mark Furman. That was a planted call. But I just want to say, even if you are a veteran, sir, and you got a wound to your leg, I still want you to have the money. As much as I know that you were planted call for the Democrat Party, you can call in if you're listening, but you're probably not because you were planted call. But I'll call you again tomorrow. Thanks, David.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, I remember that call distinctly. He went crazy on the air. 800, see, we always invite everybody in, though, right? 800-259-5791. Coming up on the flip side, I mentioned this. We're gonna go to sports shorts at the end and just kind of lighten the load a little bit, talk about some of the things that are happening in sports, because I know that's the way that some of us chill. A final note here, Gallup, and for all their wisdom of the polls and whatever, this is kind of interesting. A near record 49% of Americans view the Democratic Party as now, this is now, too liberal. And this was Gallup USA they threw in on that. So the percentage that described the Republican Party as about right zoomed from 34, you're listening to these numbers, 34 a year ago to 41%. What a huge change that is. And this is because of Obama being president and because of the things that have happened in this year and a half time and the frustration that goes back to the economic stimulus, healthcare legislation, you know, pick your poison. So I'm not shocked by this, but these are all indicators. Pay attention for big changes in the midterm elections. All right, hang with us, everybody. Like I said, coming up, the little sports shorts next. Sam in Montreal, we're going to catch up with you as well on the flip side.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Oh, it's time for little sports shorts, you know, and we're going to pull out our dungeon. It would be very easy, and we have done it so many times, to throw in various politicians who we know are trying to play the shell game with us, or I like to call it an expensive game of three-card Monty. But we beat up them continuously on America Tonight and try to out the people who think that they're above being outed whenever we can, and then fill in the slivers, I like to call it, of information, like Mark and I were just talking there, and we've talked about this on the show, the situation with the Russians having the maps, and they really mapped out all of those veins, those mineral deposits. But the problem, of course, is you don't have any infrastructure to get the stuff out. You would need massive security. If you look at the current market price, it's an outrageous amount of money, which is great. And I think you make a deal with the warlords to give up the soil because they would benefit too. So there would almost be, not almost, it would definitely be a win situation. And I think the United States certainly should walk away with something for all the money that we have pumped in to Afghanistan. But we are definitely years down the road from that anyway. There's no way that if anyone knows anything about the mining industry, you map it, you find it, you go after it. By the time you go through all those steps, it's still going to take a little bit of time. That's why the sooner the better. If they get the infrastructure down, if they get the security, all those if things. But it's not going to go, now that it's certainly out there a little bit more in the public, even though people knew about that, there will definitely be a push to, there will definitely be a push to make a deal and definitely have a push to have it mined. But what ultimately will happen with the Taliban? Where is their strength? We'll see how big the Taliban is. All right, so let's switch gears and talk about Vince Young, who is hoping to avoid any kind of a suspension. Remember, he got his head together because he wasn't the quarterback for the Titans last time around, and he now is the guy again. He has the job again. The Titans' second game of the season is against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh won't have Ben Roethlisberger because of his suspension. So Young, for some crazy reason, decides that he was going to get into an altercation in a strip club in Dallas. He was in Dallas for an autograph deal, and he was headed back to his hotel. He decided to go out. Ooh, big mistake. He went to a club, and he says it was a bad decision, and ultimately it became even worse. Here's his apology.
Like I said, I made a mistake. Like I told my teammates earlier, I apologize to them, as well as the organization, you know, all my fans, and my, especially my family, and people that look up to me. And I made a big mistake about even being out there.
All right, so and then here's the rest of the story. He's going to have a court date scheduled probably in the next couple of days. He's going to enter a plea of not guilty. At least his attorney will. And this happens with athletes, and this is the reason why you have to be careful who you're with in your posse and where you're going, Vince Young. So they're saying he was provoked into an attack, and also they're looking at even getting the charges dropped, and that people who were eyeballing what happened are saying it was a little bit of a scuffle, and he didn't really throw a punch. It was more of a push. So 3:30 Sunday morning, he lunges at a guy in the strip club, and supposedly the person did provoke him by saying something nasty, some kind of a disparaging comment, and maybe flipped him the bird about the University of Texas, which, of course, is Vince Young's background, and then made some other personal remarks. Well, you think about it, alcohol, broads, 3:30 in the morning, all can lead to some bad things, especially for someone who is uber well known. And Vince Young definitely is, definitely in Texas, he is certainly well known, and I think in other parts too as the quarterback for the Titans. So Vince, sorry buddy to do this to you, but we gotta throw you in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
You think those drones, once they have us all droned up, you think when they're patrolling the neighborhoods, they'll patrol the nastier neighborhoods where all the strip clubs are and stuff, and they'll catch all the people coming out, and who are they catching them with? Imagine what that could lead to. You know, that's happening with the red light cameras in divorce cases because somebody's license plate is caught on tape, and it ends up occasionally being thrown into a divorce suit when somebody's lying about having an affair. That's crazy. But you just don't know who's looking. Big Brother can get you into trouble at home, too. Let's go to Sam in Montreal quickly. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay, you were talking about sports earlier. There is a school here, actually in the province of Ontario, the University of Waterloo Warriors. The school has suspended their football team. Voluntarily suspended the football team for the upcoming season because of steroid use.
Really? So these are kids, yeah.
Yeah, but one of the assistant coaches who also has a son on the team, it's like, I think they mentioned in the 7 or 8 players, why penalize the whole team just because of X number of players? But the school president is saying, I'm sending a message that, you know, to the rest of the league and maybe to the rest of the CIS, which is the Canadian governing, which would be the equivalent of the NCAA, saying, hey, you do that, you get caught, especially when there's a police investigation, look what we're going to do. So, and there are a lot of guys, you know, they're going into their senior year saying, you know, this really ticks us off, you know, we're looking forward to our senior year and, you know, like in seniors day and the whole bit. So I'm just wondering if the NCAA would have the kahunas to do, you know, or the chutzpah to do that.
You know, to shut down like an entire season, the whole steroid thing.
Yeah.
Well, steroid, there's a lot of buzz over steroid use, and if there were proven accusations,
right,
and especially if you were talking about full on almost half the team or whatever, I think that would be a different story. Yeah, I think they would in that case. It is Don in Wyoming called earlier, and he made the slap at the NCAA that it's all about, you know, that it's. It's all about the money, and it is all about the money. But when it's right out in the open, and there's nothing, and it's proven, then they would make a move. Yes.
Okay, because look what they did with USC. I mean,
that was ridiculous, Reggie Bush, and that was happened years ago.
Right.
And then all these other poor guys that are on the team, they get stripped of the national title. Now he could be stripped of the Heisman, which I think he should be. If they're going to slam the rest of the team, take the title, he's got to lose that Heisman.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, okay, obviously you know more about the idiosyncrasies about the NCAA and all this. Obviously teams are switching because of the money. Can't the NCAA come in and say, hey, whoa, stop it? I mean,
Not really. I mean, can they throw in their 2 cents or whatever, as the governing body, so to speak? But
right,
not really, because it's almost tracing back to what we just said about the money,
right,
and about the opportunities and contracts. And so it would be easy to say, well, here contractually it's better for a broader base for us. There would be compelling reasons that you could throw up, which is what Colorado did and what Nebraska said as well.
Right.
So that leads to, oh, well, you know, hey, you're going to have some shifting. But I think also the point is, if you shift too much, really, are the fans, how far are the fans going to travel? So it could be a stupid thing.
Yeah, because, okay, I know obviously here, you know, sort of like when McGill plays, when McGill plays Laval University in Quebec City, that's 3 hours by bus. So all their fans go to the game, game's over, they come back on the bus and they go home. It's not like McGill would go to play, say, your friend at the university, you know, because you have a friend calling from Regina. It's not like going, you know, they wouldn't go all the way to Regina, you know, to follow their team unless they were really diehard fans.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. Hey, we're up against it, Slam and Sammy. Thanks for the call. Speaking of getting slammed, you know, Don also mentioned this from Wyoming in his call. There was a little bit of a quake in California. It always happens when you go to these sporting venues. In San Diego, they stopped momentarily the 8th inning during the Blue Jays-Padres game at Petco Park because it swayed a little bit with that earthquake. That wasn't quite a 6 on the Richter scale, but it really scared a few people. The public address announcer asked that everybody stay calm. Stay calm! We're all going to be okay. The crowd cheered, and then the game went on.